My name is Grace Garland. I'm 14 years old. Today is December 1st, 2019, and I'm speaking with Joanne Tack, who's my grandmother, and we're recording this interview in Severna Park, Maryland. First question. Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up in Buffalo, New York, which at the time was called Queen City of the Lakes because it was a busy, thriving community. My childhood was kind of normal. I lived in a small neighborhood where everybody knew everybody else, and everything you did happened in that neighborhood for the most part. And what else?
Oh, next question. Tell me about your parents.
My parents were Stanley and Mary Lysiak. They were both Polish, obviously. My dad was one of 16 children born in a very poor family in Buffalo, New York. He worked hard from a very young age. When he was in his early teens, he walked 25 miles a day back and forth to a job on the railroad. He lived in East Buffalo at the time. Later on, after he married, he repaired automobiles. He was a collision man who did work on body rebuilding. My mother was born in Depew, New York. She was the oldest of brothers and one sister, and she was the hardest working because she wasn't allowed to finish school. She had to take care of her brothers, and it was a time of the men were the important people in the family. The women just did the hard work. So she worked in a silk mill, and after working a long day at the silk mill, she had to come home and clean the store that my grandparents ran, all the cases and the wooden floors and things like that. She was a hard worker. Next.
How did they meet?
Oh, my mother was a very beautiful woman, and my father was a violinist also. He played in a dance orchestra, and they locked eyes at a dance, from what I understand, and started going together, and they married. He was from Buffalo. He was from the big city. She was from Depew, a little town.
That's so nice. Okay, next question. Of all the family members that you know, who lived the most interesting life?
That would have to be, hands down, my oldest daughter, Cindy, who went to art school, and after she graduated, she moved to Florence, Italy, where she met a man from Morocco, and they married, and they stayed in Italy for a while, then they moved to Buffalo, where they had children. And she went to work for the city of Buffalo doing planning, city planning. They were trying to revitalize the waterfront and things like that, and she did a lot of the artwork and the planning. Then they moved to Maryland, where she took a job with the state of Maryland doing historic preservation. She did a lot of historic roadwork signs and things like that. Now she works for the federal government in the Department of Transportation, doing surveys of Indian lands and deciding what money they need for what road programs and things like that. She's still very interested in the Indian work.
Interesting. Tell me about the story of how you and Grandpa met.
The way Grandpa and I met. I had dated. I wasn't exactly a social butterfly, but I desperately needed a date for a school dance, and I didn't have anybody really appealed to me to do that. So my two older brothers, who always tried to do the best for me, said, "Don't worry, Joanne, we'll get the guy for you." So they used to pal around at a what they called a dairy bar in those days, where they had milkshakes and stuff like that. And they found this guy, and, well, they knew him very well, but I didn't. And they kind of oversold me to him about him taking me to the dance. I guess they did so much of it, he finally said, I'm taking her to a dance. I'm not going to marry her, for heaven's sake. And then we went out a date. We had a nice time, and we went to the dance. And as I say, the rest is history. I lived long enough to have begotten children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
How long were you guys dating before you guys got married?
4 years.
That's a good time.
Well, I was my father's baby girl, and Grandpa knew he wasn't going to take me out of that house anytime soon. So, but Grandpa and my dad got along so well, it was like he had a third son.
Wow, that's really nice. Yeah.
He taught Grandpa how to do wallpapering and all the stuff that Grandpa loved to do that made our house so nice. Mm-hmm. So my dad was a sweetie. But anyway, Jerry, my husband, and my brothers Tom and Stan remained best friends their whole lives.
Well, do you and Grandpa have any, like, stories or memories, favorite memories of, from each other?
Well, I think the biggest one I can tell you is we decided we were going to get married right after I graduated from college. I graduated mm-hmm. college in May of 57. And we were going to get married in October. So everything was going fine, all the things. And by that time, he had joined the Marine Corps. He didn't want to be drafted into the Army, so he joined the Marine Corps. And he decided to take a weekend home before the wedding. Mm-hmm. And naturally, he let somebody else drive because he was tired. But that driver obviously fell asleep, had a terrible accident, and Grandpa broke his femur.
That's terrible.
On one side, and his leg on the other side. So,
oh my gosh.
He was hung up. He was hung up in traction for, well, anyway, long story short, we didn't get married till May of 58. So on our way to our honeymoon, he still had a brace on his leg, so he couldn't kneel in church. He sat on a chair with his leg out. It was something. So we decided to have our first dinner as a married couple at this very nice hotel. And Grandpa had his leg out on a chair. And the waitress was so surprised to see that she spilled a pot of coffee in his lap.
Oh my gosh.
And that's the end of that story.
That's crazy.
But it's true.
Oh my gosh. That's so fun.
Next question.
All right, next question. Did you like going to school?
I loved going to school. Grammar school, high school, and college. The only thing about college, I was so shocked. I knew it was a women's college, but I said, oh my God, there are no men here. You know, but I made some really good friends in college, you know. So the education part was a little tough. Well, because I was working full-time at a job right after school. I hopped the bus at 6:30 in the morning and took another bus back to my job for 5 o'clock. I worked every day from 5 till 9 and 10 to 9 on Saturdays. So I was busy.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it.
Yeah, but I loved it. Mm-hmm. I liked the job I had in that store. And
what made you love school so much?
I don't know. I love to learn.
Wow.
Not that it stuck with me in any fashion, but I did. There was no TV or anything, and we didn't even have a phone till after World War II. My parents had bought, now you're going to laugh at this. It shouldn't. I used to read the encyclopedias on Saturday.
Wow.
Or go to the library, one of the two.
What was going to an all-girls college like?
Interesting. Very interesting. It's wonderful. I never thought of, and I didn't want men in there. It was just so strange after grammar school and high school with a bunch of boys who were either a pain in the neck or something else, except for the one who did my math homework in high school. You know, you didn't feel the loss of men,
yeah,
at all. And going to a girls' school is very educational in its own way.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
Boys can't.
Plus, there were
you.
Nuns.
Wow. All girls Catholic college.
All girls Catholic college, I tell you. Those nuns made a receiving line at the dances, you know. Those boys had better behave.
All right. Next question. What jobs have you held in the past?
I have had my first job was for Sports Service. It was a company that supplied all kinds of things to athletic venues throughout the country, like hot dogs, hamburgers, sodas, paper napkins. And it was my job to tally up what had been used and what had been returned, and it had all better match up or else. Didn't like that job too much.
Sounds thrilling.
But it was my but I thought I was rich. It was 50 cents an hour. Yeah, that was good stuff. So, but it made me realize I had better go to college. So while I was in college, I had a job at a very upscale ladies' store, L.L. Burger, Inc. They were so expensive, we called them L.L. Burglar. But anyway, I learned a lot from the management there and from all the people I worked with. I looked on every job as an experience to learn something. Then when I graduated from school, my first job was in public health, which I liked very much. Mm-hmm. And then once I got married and having children, I quit that job. I quit it three times, actually, with every kid. You know, they said, oh, God, another baby shower for Joanne. But anyway, then I went to work at St. Joseph's Intercommunity Hospital. I did regular medical surgical nursing, and then I spent the rest of my career there in the emergency room, first as a staff member, then as supervisor. And that has got to be the most interesting, exciting work on earth. Although it takes a toll on your sleep patterns. You don't have sleep patterns because you just redo everything you've done during your shift. But all in all, I liked that very much. And then when I wanted a job with more security and better wages, I went back to public health from where I retired after 30 some odd years.
Wow. What are some like stories or memories from either the ER or your public health job?
I can tell you two stories, one about ER and one about public health.
Okay.
Public health was, I worked in what we used to call ghettos. I guess that's not right. But I had a very, I loved my patients and they loved me, but it was bad neighborhoods, you know. So one year we got a medical student in who wanted to practice in public health nursing. That's not public health nursing, public health medicine. So I was assigned to take him on my rounds and teach him what it was we had to deal with. So we made a few calls that were not too exciting. And the third call, we were greeted at the door by a man with a gun who thought we were there from Child Protective Services, and I talked him down, told him I would come back at a later time for the visit. We were not from Child Protective Services, and we got out of there. And after he left me, we never saw him again, the medical student. He ran for cover.
I would be pretty scared too.
And in the emergency room, I had a little difficult time with a man who had been brought in from a picnic at Chestnut Ridge Park. The police brought him in. They were drunk and disorderly and what have you. And the police said, you know, watch out for him. I said, oh, he's fine, he's fine. And he just wouldn't cooperate. And he says, I've got to get my boots off. And I said, I'll help you with that. And he said, no, no. And he reached into his boot and had a knife in there. And I said, okay. And the police arrested him.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Lots of crazy people.
So, that's what being drunk does to you, you know? Mm-hmm. So, those are the only two stories I'm willing to tell because they're too personal.
Well, thank you for telling it. Next question. When you were younger, what job did you imagine you would have?
I thought I'd be I never really thought about it. You know, when I got my first job, my father was very upset. They didn't believe in their little girls going to work. Wow. Trust me.
Wow.
Trust me. And so I told you about that first job, and I knew I didn't want that. And it was shortly after that that I got the job in the ladies' store. But by that time, I had made up my mind to do nursing, because that all happened in I was 16 when I got that first job and 17 when I got the other job, and by 20 I was out of college, so I knew what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. So you wanted to be a nurse pretty much your whole life?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Next question. What lessons has working taught you?
That you get old and sick really fast. No. It's just taught me the value of hard work. Hard work is how you get things done. And to do a job right, you have to know what you're doing and learn what it is that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. The value of study cannot be emphasized enough. But the other thing is, believe it or not, it has taught me compassion for other people. You know, you're not quite so quick to judge when you see, because I've seen some of the worst things people have to endure, both in the emergency room and in the inner city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And it makes you count your blessings.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it does. So that's about it, kiddo.
All right. Well, you have a few more questions. What role has religion played in your life?
I have a faith-based style of living. I hope. I don't know if I live up to it all the time, mm-hmm. but it measures my every move.
That's really nice.
I feel we are all God's children, and we all need His help.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Next question. What was your family like?
Stop. We were a traditional family, mommy and daddy at home, daddy working, and for my younger formative years, my mother was a homemaker. Mm-hmm. And it was only in World War II where she decided she'd get some extra income by going to work in the plants. You know, she worked at a Chevrolet building, a Chevy plant where they made airplane engines. Mm-hmm. And she said it was very tough work, and the men didn't like the women being there, but mostly because they were the men who had to stay behind. You know, and they resented.
But anyway, the women.
And my dad did collision work. He fixed cars when they were still made of metal. And I think I told you about how he worked when he was a young man, that he had to walk so many miles to work. But he worked many years in that collision shop, really.
How many siblings did you have?
I had two. My mother had one son who died at birth, and then she had two boys who were older than I am. Mm. And They were a fun pair. Really.
Yeah. Did you have any pets?
Can I tell you one story?
Yeah, of course.
We lived with a big field behind us. And the boys in the neighborhood made a clubhouse. And there was one other girl that lived down the street. The rest were all boys. And man, I wanted to get in that clubhouse so bad. And I get there and see, nobody allowed in here except club members. This means you, Joanne. That's the truth.
That's siblings for you.
Yeah, really. But other than that, they were... Did I ever tell you about the time with the rugs?
Maybe.
My mother had two huge oriental rugs, and of course you could vacuum them, but in those days the best thing you could do with a rug was hang them out on some clotheslines and beat the tar out of them. Mm-hmm. So one day I decided I would walk between those two rugs. I didn't realize it, but both my brothers spotted me in there, and they started beating the rugs because they had rug whackers.
Oh my gosh.
And by the time I got out, they had broken my glasses. My mother was not happy.
Oh.
So that's the kind of family we had. Normal.
Brotherly love.
Normal.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all.
That better have been saved.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You're not going to let me know, right?
No, it was saved.